Hi, Monique Head here, and I just wanted to send a quick message to you. Consider this like a quick coaching corner. And what I want to say to you is that it's time that you trust that what you want also wants you. That's why God sent the message through the prophet Jeremiah to the captives who were held in Babylon, and God spoke to them. And he said that I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster, plans to give you a hope. And so I'm saying this because the only reason God's people were held captive was because they withdrew from God. And right now, if you're considered joining Attract a Man You Want, but you haven't made a move yet, it's likely because you're being held captive by your own thoughts. Listen, God is not withholding anything, right? Oftentimes it's we who withdraw from his blessings by having a stiff upper lip, by feeling unworthy and indulging in self-pity and not allowing ourselves to receive help. So my question is, who are you staying strong and independent for? You know, just this week for our orientation/kickoff call, I invited members of the program to plug into God and to consider, like, think of God as electricity, something that you just simply plug into. Like, the blessings and the rewards are available for us should we decide to plug in. That's why God says, you know, in that same scripture, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 and beyond, you know, if you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes, right? So remember when dating used to be fun? That's available. So to go back to what I was saying, I invited the members to plug into God. And, you know, when we think about electricity, we don't wonder if we're worthy enough to plug in the flat iron to get that nice silk press. We don't ask or think about whether or not we've prayed long enough to use the microwave or to use a toaster oven. No, we simply plug in and we expect it to work. And if it doesn't work, there must be a malfunction. And there's no question about it. We'll simply restore it. We'll simply buy a new one. But if we think about God in that way, simply tapping in. And what I invited the members to do was to really collect evidence that God is real by asking for a blessing. And you wouldn't imagine some of the stuff that comes up when we want to ask God for a blessing. Questions like, am I worthy enough? Or maybe I don't even deserve to ask God for a blessing because he's already done so much for me. Like, why would I even do that? I'm saying this because if you don't have what you want after all this time here on earth, it's because you're blocking it. It's because you are withdrawing. It's because you are having a stiff upper lip. It's because if you don't have what you want, it's either because you really like it that way or you don't think that you're deserving. And now it's time to stop the nonsense. It's time to take yourself seriously enough to allow yourself to get support, to allow yourself to receive support. Now, listen, this isn't about me just bashing and pointing a finger at you and letting you know what you're not doing. This is really like taking a loving stand for you to move you forward, to call you out of your own self-pity and to move you forward in love. Because when you do, you'll stop bonding with men prematurely. You will feel your own self-image rise and enhance. You'll be able to hold eye contact and hold the intensity of those moments without freaking out. You will feel worthy. You will feel powerful. You will feel more confident. Because that's what God wants you to feel. That's how we're supposed to feel as children of the kingdom. And if you don't have it, it's because you yourself are blocking it, and you will remain in this basic woman cycle. And what I mean by that is that, you know, just sort of waiting for a man to approach and then overanalyzing because you're not confident enough to really engage with him. And then maybe you have boring conversation and then you prematurely bond with him and then you self-sabotage and get needy and then you wonder where you stand with him and then you wonder if love is a part of your destiny. And so you retreat from your own life and you say that you're just going to wait on God and then you adopt this spirit of entitlement. But it's time to stop the madness. It is time to stop this vicious cycle. And I would love to support you. I would love to be able to help you because it's time to adopt new identity, a new way of thinking, a new way of belief. And guess what? This is not something that oftentimes we can do alone. You know, this really requires support, and it's not like deep, heavy work. This is actually fun. Once you give yourself a decision, and once you really give yourself permission to step into it, without the fear, you know? Without the fear. So this is your moment. This is your time. This is your time to be inspired. This is your time to be in an environment that totally inspires you so that you can start showing up in a certain way. Be inspired to show up differently. Because if you're not in environments that really surround you and support you and make you feel lifted, you know, there's something that says that we... Basically, what I want to say here is that you can elevate through association. If you can't do it yourself, if you are in an environment, because, yeah, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. We are like the five people that we hang around the most. So if you feel like you're trapped, if you feel like you're stuck, the quickest way to create a pattern interrupt is to join and get into a new committed community of similarly situated women who are advancing in their allure, so that you can feel accomplished. You can feel proud of how you're showing up. This is for you. I'm lovingly calling you out. I'm lovingly taking a stand for you, because I want you to know that what you want also wants you, because the steps of a good man are ordered. And it is your time, love. It's time to step in. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. I hope this message serves you. Go ahead and schedule your call and let's talk.